the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Tuesday, May 30th, eve of the feast of the visitation of Our Lady to her cousin Elizabeth. In the year of our Lord, 1978, we are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
This evening, and all about the trees, there is a glimmer of star-like light. I can't explain it to you. It's like a cut crystal glass, almost like diamonds, going all about the trees like miniature stars. It's very, very beautiful. And directly over Our Lady statue, there is like a formation of stars. I can count them. They're clustered together, almost in a crown-like formation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stars. Now there is a circlet of light beneath the stars, and Our Lady, I can see Our Lady coming forward. Oh, she looks very beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. Our Lady is holding both her hands out. In front of her, she has on a beautiful blue mantle. It's a light-colored blue, a heavenly color. I can't explain the color. It's a magnificent blue shade. Our Lady has a white gown beneath it. As she's extending her hands out, both in front of her, I can see that the gown comes all the way to her wrists. It's a very full gown, billowous, very blowing. As Our Lady's coming forward, her skirts are being caught in the wind. She has a blue sash about her waist. Oh, she's so beautiful. Our Lady's feet up there. Our Lady is now taking from about her waist her rosary. It was dangling from her right side of her waist of her belting. The belting is a deep blue, a little bit darker than Our Lady's mantle. Our Lady now is extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. I can see, oh dear, I can see two great big tears coming down from Our Lady's eyes. I can see now coming out of Our Lady's gown in the front. I don't know, it's very startling. I see a heart, a very large red pulsating heart coming out upon Our Lady's chest, and there is a sword, a short sword that has a silver handle like a cross, and it's into the heart and coming out at the bottom. I can't look upon it. It's startling, it's frightening, it's horrible. It's like a human heart being pierced by a knife. Now it's going very dark. I can see the sky being plunged into a deep darkness. And now Our Lady has gone vanished in this. And there's a huge cross forming above her statue. The cross is a brilliant white. The sky is very, very black. And the cross is a brilliant white, illuminated like it's a cross that's come through the sky. Now, the sky is parting. It's like the daylight coming through. And there's a tremendous explosion, a tremendous explosion, like a bomb has hit. It's lightning. Our Lady is now coming down on the left side of the sky. I don't know how she disappeared from the sky. She's coming down on the left side. And now she has her rosary in her right hand, and she's pointing up with the crucifix like this, towards the center of the sky, directly over her statue, Our Lady standing over on the left side. Now she is touching her lips with the first finger of her hand. My child, I do not expect you to understand the full import of this message I have given you in sight. But know, my child, that Satan knows that the Almighty Father in heaven has sent me to you to fight the good cause of saving the children of God from Satan. Satan now seeks to defile everything holy and sacred to my son. Satan will use human beings who have become walking shells and dead spirits to trample the meaningful cross of my son beneath their feet. As you seek to harm the mother, you hurt the son, and in this manner shall you be repaid measure for your evil. Because as a generation you have given yourselves over to sin and abominations, even reaching into the house, the church of my son, you bring upon yourselves a just punishment. All who remain of well spirit will have nothing to fear. They will go through the approaching trials with great confidence and love for my son. The church of my son that is being stripped of all holiness shall emerge with the word. to be directed for a short time by Satan. I have asked you, my children, to pray for your Holy Father, Pope Paul in Rome. Already, those in command who have assumed command by force are planning his successor, and he shall be the agent of hell. Do not go about disparaging your Holy Father, Pope Paul the Sixth. He is not the Antichrist. You are deluded in your reasoning if you place this title upon him. He is not the Antichrist, Pope. The next one shall be he. My children, as parents, you must now protect your children. My son's house, his church, is being stripped of all holiness. The destruction of its doctrines, tradition, paving the way for the ultimate goal of those in the power of Satan to destroy my son's church by creating a church of man. They are rebuilding slowly while awaiting the next conclave. They are preparing the way for the destruction of all mankind. For when the church and the world become as one, you will know that the end has come for mankind. My children and my child, I know of your great sorrow. They cannot crucify me anymore, my children, with all of their blasphemous slander. My son has suffered all at their hands. His heart, his wounds have bled over and over because of the sins of mankind. Your generation has become a perverse generation, crying out to heaven for a just chastisement. Your world shall soon be visited by a baptism of fire. Is this what you want? You shall not escape this baptism of fire, for sin is insanity, and one insane mind shall plunge you into a bloodbath and a destruction by fire. I shall not spend precious moments of prayer now repeating my counsel to you. Prayer, penance, and atonement for all mankind now. The few have held back the warning. The few have gained time for many more to turn back and be saved. And I repeat to you, my children, the sad truth that only a few shall be saved in the final count. Only a few. Bishops and cardinals in my son's church, you have fallen asleep. You go about with your heads in the clouds, dusty clouds, dark clouds that blind you. Awaken from your slumber while there is time. The time is growing short. How many earth years do I come to you to warn you. You cannot hide the truth now, my children and my pastors. It is too late. The time of the apocalypse is upon you. Your days are numbered. You must save now your souls and the souls of all under your care. Convert the unbeliever while there is time. My children, the Eternal Father in the Trinity has deemed it well that I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Having been a mother upon earth with a human nature also, I understand your failings. I understand your trials. But you can rise above them with prayer and acts of sacrifice. You too can be recovered if you will try and ask to be saved. The Eternal Father has created every living being upon earth. And as a good father, a loving father, he wishes that all are saved. But it is a sad truth, my child and my children. Though he wishes all to be saved, only a few will be saved. He died, my son, a torturous death of heart and body upon the cross. But only many were ready, and only many could be called. Parents, reject now your worldly pursuits for power, monies, materials, gatherings. They are worthless. For soon the earth will shake, houses will fall and crumble, gold and silver shall be melted in the tremendous heat of the ball of redemption. There will be naught to you all as nothing to mankind. Your only covering shall be prayers and your acts of sacrifice. So gather now your treasures for heaven, for everything upon earth shall be leveled. My children, you did not believe me in the past when I counseled you that many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth. This will be, my children, and will come about in a short time. This generation shall not pass without many nations disappearing from the face of the earth. I come to you as a sorrowful mother, a heart plunged in pity for her children. Children who have become blind by pleasure, blinded by the pleasures of the world. You do not see beyond your life upon earth a temporary existence only, my children. You will live forever over the veil. In the eternal kingdom of your Father in heaven, or you will be claimed by Satan for his kingdom. My children, many are now waiting to enter heaven, having spent many earth years in purgatory. It is a place of purging. My children, accept your sufferings for your faith upon earth. And you will escape a long duration of purging in purgatory. Many shall be put to the test, my children, for it is the day of the gathering of the saints, the latter-day saints. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes, and keep these prayers going throughout your country and all the countries of the world. Hold back the darkness that is enclosing upon mankind. And I will be with you unto the second coming of my Son. I promise you, my children, that you will never be alone upon earth. There are angel guardians with you at all times. Seek them out. Do not cast them aside, my children. They are as living as you are. The agents of hell will make it their pursuit to take this knowledge of the supernatural from you. You must safeguard your faith and keep the faith in the hearts of your children and your family members. Pray, my children. It does not have to be words of a special nature. Just pray from your heart. Speak to me as your mother. Speak to my Son, for he will aid you. The power of prayer is great, my children. Nothing is impossible to God the Father in heaven in the Trinity. Our Lady is extending her crucifix from her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son gives his blessing to you in the Trinity. Pray now the prayers of atonement for many who will be lost soon to heaven. The sky is very pink all about the trees. There is a large circular lighted area directly above Our Lady's statue. It's becoming very brilliant, almost like the night giving way today. It's beautiful. Now, directly in the center of this opening in the sky, I can see Jesus. He's coming forward. He's dressed in a not white, but an ecru type of gown. It's like a beige color. It's very free-flowing because as he's coming forward, it's blowing, and I can see that he has nothing upon his feet. His feet are bare. The marks of the crucifixion are very evident on the insteps of his feet. Jesus has a brown cord-like encirclement about his waist. Looks very... I don't see Jesus smiling. I feel that because of the blasphemy to Our Lady and the many blasphemies and terrible abominations being committed against Our Lady, I can understand very well why Jesus is not smiling. He must feel as I do. Now Jesus is looking about. He's placing his hand upon his heart. Now, his cape is blowing. It must be very windy. The cape is held by this gold braid that he has connecting to hold it about his neck. And now Jesus is looking about him. Now, he's extending his hand out like this with the three fingers, like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his mouth. My child and my children, we are fully aware of the increase of attacks upon my mother and upon all the children of the light who shall find it a true crucifixion to remain upon earth. My children, I have told you in the past that this is a time of war of the spirit. It is a war far deadlier than any human war using man-made implements upon earth. For now, my children, we are in a war engaged with Satan for souls. The eternal life is now being tested upon every human being of conscionable age upon earth. My children, the evil is accelerating. This can only mean that the ball of redemption cannot be held back. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Do not scoff at my words, O you who have rejected the light, for the skin shall burn from your bodies and blow away. My children, as in the past, you are deaf to my calling to you for penance. My mother has accepted a heavy penalty to rescue you, for she is doing this mission at her expense as she listens to all of the blasphemy against her and her nature of purity and holiness. Satan has his reign, a short reign now, to do upon earth. He is claiming his own. No man, woman, or child shall fall into his grasp and enter hell unless of his own free will. Yes, my children, you are being tested. Do not fall into the errors of modern thinkers. Your scientists and your new theologians in my house who have cast aside the knowledge of sin and the penance for sin. Yes, I died upon the cross to open heaven to all mankind, but all shall not enter. My death upon the cross does not guarantee every man entrance into heaven unless he merits it by grace. Graces are given in abundance for the asking, but you must seek it. Or some charitable brother or sister upon earth must seek it for you. Graces are given in abundance through my mother's intercession for you. You will listen to her counsel. Her words are not given to you in idleness, but in preparation for what lies ahead in your near future. Many warnings have been given to mankind, and they pass by unnoticed and rejected. Scientists, with all of their explanations for the catastrophe set upon mankind, will your men of science find a way to stop the ball of redemption? I say unto you, no, for the Eternal Father shall guide that ball. In your ignorance, O theologians, ever studying and seeking knowledge, you do this in pride and arrogance, and you find nothing, for you plunge your minds and your spirits farther into the darkness. And woe upon woe, you spread your errors into those who are entrusted to your care. shall stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight, and I shall cast you out as vipers into the flames where you belong. You sons of Satan, you know not the Father in heaven, for your Father is the Father of errors. You compound lies and errors in my seminaries. I say unto you, pastors, bishops, you are given the time to clean out my seminaries. You are deluded in your searching for humanism and modernism, for you have found Satanism. Satan has become your master. You are blinded by a pursuit of worldly pleasures. I say unto you, take yourselves out of the world, pastors, and pray more. Retire within yourself. Allow your heart and your spirit to reach heaven for true knowledge, which is of God and not of the world. I do not intend to spend my time counseling my pastors again. My mother begs as a mediatrix between God and man for your salvation. Pastors in my house, you have been given many graces that you cast aside, allowing yourselves to be blinded. Awaken now from your sleep before it is too late, for you too shall burn. Already many martyrs are in hell, forever condemned to damnation. My church, my house upon earth, is undergoing a great crisis. However, no evil shall ever be triumphant. It is a time of testing for all mankind, and all who have developed itching ears, adopting new doctrines and ways that are akin to modernism, shall find themselves fast lunging into error and deceit and death. The wages of all sin is death. My children, pray for your bishops and your cardinals. Be a good example to all. I ask you to remain in your parish churches for a reason. Accept the cross, the suffering that you must persevere in. I do not want new churches arising all over the land and throughout the world. For united you can stand, but divide and you will truly fall. Satan wishes division within my house. You may accept in your own free will pastors and laity my mother's counsel, or you may reject it. But it is you who will receive the ultimate reward of rejection. For years, countless earth years, my mother has wandered throughout your world, counseling you, calling to you, shedding great tears of pity upon you. Has this been all in vain? Are you calling down upon you a fast judgment by fire? The ball of redemption shall enter your atmosphere, unknown to your scientist until it is too late. Many hearts shall stop with fright at the sight of it. But you have been prepared. My mother has given you a full knowledge of this coming ball of redemption. It will be one of the greatest chastisements sent upon mankind. And then there will be even another chastisement similar in stealth of fire. Your world shall be plunged into a war to end all wars. Unless the Eternal Father shall intercede, there will be no flesh left upon earth. My children, you will pray and pray again, making your life a constant time of prayer. There is no time to seek worldly pursuits and glory and power and riches. They will all be nothing soon. Your greatest strength shall be your faith. For many shall face a great test, wishing for death in the turmoil ahead. My mother has allowed you, through the Eternal Father, insight to much of what will happen. Now you will understand why she counsels you to review and read all messages of the past. For you will not be found unknowledgeable in the days ahead. Jesus now is extending his hand out like this, with his fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming down. She was standing over on the right side. I didn't see her before, but she's floating down now and joining Jesus. She's standing now just directly at his left shoulder. She comes just, her head comes a little bit below his shoulder. She looks very, very frail, Our Lady, now, as she's turning sideways. The light is very, very brilliant. Our Lady is bringing her hands together like this in prayer. I can see the rosary dangling from her fingers. It's a brilliant, large rosary. And I notice, too, that Our Lady has the brown scapula about her hands with the rosary. Now she's following Jesus. They're floating across the sky. Now Jesus is looking down. He's over on the left side, just directly above the flag. And he's bending over now and raising his fingers out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's turning around. He's looking all about him. There's a great rainbow I notice now behind Jesus and Our Lady. There's a beautiful rainbow that cuts clear across the sky. The colors are orange and blue and yellow and gold. Oh, it's just beautiful. It covers almost like a huge, immense crown across the sky. Now Our Lady is looking over. She's allowing Jesus to pass in front of her. He's leading. And they're going across the sky now, Our Lady and Jesus. Now over on the left side of the rainbow, I see Michael emerging. He covers the whole sky. You can't miss him. Boy, is he big. Oh, my. Oh, Jesus is now, he's over on the right side, our right side. He's bending down, extending his hand out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is still standing there. In fact, she hasn't moved much. It looks almost like a statue. Beautiful. Now they're turning, and Our Lady is now taking her crucifix like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his finger to his first, to his mouth like this, which means to listen. My child and my children, you will continue with your prayers of atonement and do not forget the missions.
Thank you. the big and the small. And all of them point up to heaven, saying there's room for you all. There's a gate to that heavenly kingdom, and the key to that gate is a prayer. And no one is questioned or humbled in spite of the cross they bear. Now why can't we follow that wisdom? Why should life hang by a thread? And why can't we all live like brothers? As the Lady of Fatima said, I do believe miracles happen to help the lost on their way. It's the Lord's kindly way of saying, let us pray. Let us pray.